Welcome to one of the mini episodes that I am launching for the beginning of season 5 of the podcast. I am so excited to be here. To all my new listeners, thank you so much for listening in and for finding us. Welcome to a space where tax is fun. My name is Amanda. I'm sometimes referred to as the tax chick. I am a tax lawyer and I practice in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. And I'm a partner in one of the law firms here, a mid-sized law firm in the city. And when I say I'm a tax lawyer, it may not always be clear what that means. So I do not file people's tax returns. In my day job, I do have clients. I do the podcast and the blog and all this other stuff on the side. But during the day, I have client files that cover a couple of different areas. So first and foremost, I am a tax litigator. That is my true love. That's what got me into the practice of tax. And that will always be a piece of my practice. And so that means that I help taxpayers through CRA audits, through appeals, all the way through Tax Court of Canada and Federal Court of Appeal process. I do voluntary disclosures, taxpayer relief applications, remission orders. I have acted as counsel on tax evasion cases in criminal court, and I do quite a bit of rectification work as well. And another huge piece of my practice is estate planning and estate administration. And I sometimes find that the only cases I get nowadays are very complex cases, and I think I attract what I really love. So I like digging into stuff that is not easily solvable. So most of my clients need, you know, long-term trusts, either, you know, disability or dependent trusts. There's legacy trust planning. Most of my clients have assets in various different countries that we're trying to deal with. I do a lot of cross-border US-Canada estate planning. And I also help clients that are trying to figure out how to transition their business or transition their wealth to the next generation. But here are three things about me that I think are important to know about me and about how I practice tax, and that feeds into this podcast. So I always say tax is complex, but it doesn't have to be complicated. And I think that every taxpayer has the right and the ability to understand the fundamental components of the Canadian income tax system. I want my clients to be very active in the decision-making about their estates and their businesses and their files. And I think tax is fascinating, and I think that tax can be fun. And I hope that after you listen to a few episodes, you will agree with me on that. I'm also a really curious person. I really love to learn new things. And you will find when you listen to these episodes, you'll often hear me learning right along with you. I have no problem asking questions. And if I don't know something, I will tell you that I don't know it. And I love to learn. I love to learn from others. And I love to learn collaboratively. The other thing is that I love talking about tax. So it's very hard to do a presentation or to discuss a topic where tax doesn't come up, because tax is everywhere. And once you start recognizing and learning about tax, you will also see it everywhere. You can't unsee it once you've learned it. I'm a regular speaker on tax and estate planning issues at local and national events. I just love to introduce people to the exciting world of tax. In 2022, I even had the chance to do a presentation that we actually recorded as a live episode of the podcast, which was really fun. So if you go back to that season of the podcast, you'll hear the live episode. And I really love that one because you can hear the audience in the background giving comments and reacting. So it's very interactive, which is super fun. To help kick off this season, though, given that it is the fifth season, I thought it would be really helpful to kind of release a bit of a mini episode that kind of reflected back on where the podcast started, talks about where it's going, gives you a little indication of what's coming up this season, and to also provide you with some updates on what's been going on with me for the last couple of months. So some life updates. If you're new to the podcast, you may not know sort of where this podcast came from or when it started. So I actually started recording this podcast in the summer of 2020. And the earliest episodes were recorded here in Saskatoon at the Saskatoon Club with this like microphone and amp that I bought for like $50 on Amazon. I had no idea what I was doing. I had some great support to get things started from some awesome people, including from Chris Enns of Lemon Productions, who has just been a wonderful support. Through his support, I figured out how to record, how to edit, how to publish episodes. I do all of this myself. I don't contract any of it out. I also got myself a host site. I was able to figure out how to get an RSS feed and all those fancy things and push my podcast out to Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Amazon Music and all the other streaming sites. And I decided to launch the podcast because I really wanted a safe space to share information on the Canadian income tax system. And I wanted to share information at a foundational level. So there's some really wonderful podcasts out there if you are already in the world of tax. There's some wonderful podcasts that do discussions on more high-level tax planning issues, and they're fantastic, but it's not something that the general public is going to be able to listen to and understand. And I really wanted to give something that was accessible to a larger group of the public because I felt like there was a bit of a distrust of going on the government sites and people didn't really know where to go. And if you couldn't afford to hire a tax lawyer, where do you go to learn this information? I recognize that most people do not want to talk about tax. I think that's pretty genuinely understood. Once you learn about tax and once you're kind of part of the tax community, which you can be a part of this community, even if you're not a tax lawyer or a tax accountant, I think you'll start geeking out with the rest of us. It is fascinating. Tax is so cool. Tax is public policy. That's what tax is. And to learn the different ways that governments tax their people and the changes that happen within a tax regime based on who's in power and what they're trying to promote or encourage or discourage is so interesting. And I promise you, you're going to get hooked just like I did. And I used to be one of those people that did not want to learn about tax. I did not want to do anything that involved math or numbers. My undergraduate degree is in psychology. I wanted to be a family law lawyer or perhaps like a human rights lawyer. I took the minimum number of business classes that were required at the college when I went through law school. I took Tax 1. I did not take Tax 2. I did not take any of the other business courses. And when I started practicing as a family law lawyer, I found that it wasn't filling my soul. It wasn't feeding me the way that I wanted it to. And an opportunity arose very early in my practice to try out tax litigation by helping out one of our senior partners on a tax court appeal. And I fell in love with tax law. It fit me perfectly. I loved the fact that there was a piece of legislation that was subject to interpretation and that we got to spend all of this time arguing about the law. And arguing cases and arguing commentary and tax court cases, you know, do provide an opportunity to go to court slightly more often, which I really enjoy the advocacy aspect. But even more so, I realized how interesting tax was and how it really impacted people's lives on a daily basis, but yet was something that many people didn't know anything about. And I believe that if I can learn tax, and I now have training in tax, I have a master's in tax, I have all 3 years of the CPA in-depth tax course, you can do it too. Anybody can learn this if you have the desire and the willingness to learn. So I started this podcast and it's now been 4 years. I now have over 25,000 downloads. I have listeners in over 70 countries. And I've been kind of collecting information on the interesting ways that people are using the podcast, because I will get, you know, emails from people or I'll run into people at conferences that'll let me know how they're interacting with the podcast. And I thought it might be kind of fun to share some of those things with you. So I've had a number of men and women reach out to say that they have listened to the podcast when they're heading back from a parental leave. And they've been away from their practice for a while because they want to get their head back in the game as to what some of the foundational issues are and kind of what's happening in the tax world. So that was really cool. Just this past week, I learned that there was a high school student that was listening to try to get a better handle on financial literacy at a bit of a younger age and to learn a little bit more about tax before they were, you know, working a full-time job and having all of those issues that come along with that. I also have many advisors that don't practice in tax, but find that their clients are coming in with these issues and they don't really know if they're issues or what to do. And so they're using the podcast as a way to educate themselves, to issue, identify, and provide support for their clients. And it's also been an interesting resource for advisors in other countries. And so I've had advisors reach out that are practicing in countries around the world to say that they're listening to find a little bit out about the Canadian income tax system. So that is really cool. To launch season 5 of the podcast, I am doing something a little different. I'm launching with a series of episodes. And my first episode is a very special guest episode with Evan Neufeld. And Evan is a fellow Saskatoonian who I've still never met in person. I mean, our offices aren't even that far apart. We're going to have to just meet for lunch. But Evan is also a fellow podcaster, which is really cool. And he has an awesome podcast called the Canadian Money Roadmap Podcast. And he is chatting with me about TFSAs, tax-free savings accounts. So what are they? How are they taxed? What happens when you die? I think those are three pretty key questions we all kind of wonder about. Then I'm doing a series of mini episodes on trusts because everybody is talking about trusts right now because of the new trust reporting rules that came into play as of tax years ending after December 30, 2023. So I'm doing a series of episodes on, you know, trust law 101, like what is a trust? How is it taxed? Who are the people in a trust? And then some more advanced issues like how do you add or remove beneficiaries? What's an alter ego trust? What's a joint spousal trust? What are some reasons to use a trust? And then finally, an episode on bear trusts and the new trust reporting rules and trying to give you some access to some resources on this issue. This season, I plan to stick with a very similar format that I started in 2023, where every second month I do a guest episode that's about 30 minutes in length. And then every other month in between, I release a series of mini episodes that are between 10 to 15 minutes on very specific topics. So if you like to get your information in shorter nuggets, the solo episodes are great for you. And if you have a little bit more time and want to hear more of a conversation, then my guest episodes are always super, super fun. I always welcome feedback and ideas on episodes. You can reach me at thetaxchickpodcast@gmail.com. In addition to the podcast, I also created my own website last year, so www.thetaxchick.ca. And on this website is where you can access all of the blog posts that I've created since I started in 2020 on episodes regarding business, tax litigation, estate planning, cross-border issues. You just have to create a free account and you can access everything for your records as well. I'm super active on LinkedIn. Come on over and say hi. Connect with me. And I also post regularly on Instagram. My handle is at tax.chick. And to finish off this episode, I guess a little bit about what I've been up to, because I took a bit of a hiatus on the podcast. My last episode was towards the end of 2023. I'm now releasing these in March of 2024. So like, what the heck have I been up to? I've already done a little bit of traveling this year, which is super fun. I had my big London, England trip for work in December of last year, but I was in Toronto for the ATAP conference. I was speaking there at the end of January. It is always fun to hang out with that crew. I did a series of presentations on trusts for that conference, which is what got me thinking that maybe it would be fun to do some short podcast episodes on the topic. And then in February, my husband Craig and I headed to the West Coast for a week. And we visited San Francisco for the first time. And so this was in honor of my husband's 40th year around the sun, or trip around the sun, that's happening in 2024. And he really wanted to spend some time in his 40th year seeing some NBA games. If you know us and if you know Craig, he is a huge Toronto Raptors fan. He loves the Toronto Raptors. He loves Drake. And I think then he loves me. I think that's where I fall in the category. And he just loves the NBA in general. And I went from never watching professional sports at all to I actually do like the NBA. I find it to be a great sport to watch. I really enjoy going to live games. And so we saw three games when we were in San Fran. And Craig wanted to see Steph Curry when he was kind of in his prime. And he was amazing. He was amazing. Klay Thompson was amazing. Draymond Green was always entertaining. And we really wanted to see LeBron, but he chickened out and pretended he was injured. And so we saw him on the sidelines, but we didn't get to see him play, which was unfortunate. But, you know, whatever. The Chase Center in San Fran is a new arena. It's beautiful. We had so much fun. We drove in self-driving cars. A huge shout out to Waymo for your self-driving vehicles. We had robots delivering us room service. It's very tech friendly in San Fran. You know, we went to Alcatraz. We walked across the Golden Gate Bridge. We ate some amazing food. It was just a really, really fun trip. Oh, and I think Craig's highlight might have been that time that he was mistaken for Draymond Green in the lobby of our hotel. That was a pretty exciting moment. So for like 30 seconds, Craig was sort of famous, but not really. Lots more travel coming up this year, and lots of busy stuff happening at the office. I mean, I am a partner in a law firm, so I have all the admin responsibilities of managing finances and managing people. And my client files are really busy because CRA is busy. They are auditing, they are collecting, they are just on a roll since 2024 started. And lots of people are finally taking that step to do some serious estate planning and really starting to dig into some issues that they've been putting off for a while. So that's really wonderful to see. And I feel really, really blessed to be able to be a part of that and to help people through that journey. I am really excited for this season of the podcast. I think you're really going to enjoy some of the upcoming episodes. Please connect with me, check in with me on LinkedIn, check in with me on Instagram, send me an email with your ideas. And if I happen to run into you at a conference, please come up and talk with me. I would love to meet you. I wish you guys a wonderful rest of your week, and please check out the other episodes I'm launching today.